This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and this is Attention Please.
Could I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
I'm your host this week, Jim Burke.
I'm
speaking with Lisa Widner, a Port Townsend woman who is organizing a contest to build wooden benches, decorated wooden benches, for Point Hudson. It's the PT Community Bench Build Challenge, and we have an interview with her. Also, I'm speaking with Carrie Height, Director of Parks and Recreation Strategy for Port Townsend, who is spearheading a process to rebuild and replace the Mountain View Pool. We'll speak with Carrie first. We're speaking today with Carrie Height, Director of Parks and Recreation Strategy, about...
Hello, Jim. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Carrie. We're talking about Healthier Together. The city is seeking input on the rebuild of the Mountain View Pool. Should it include amenities? Where should it be sited? These questions and others are asked. The city is asking you to take 5 minutes to fill out a survey, which is on their website, cityofpt.us, and click on Healthier Together or Engage PT and find the survey will close Friday, March 31st. So better get to it. This will air on Monday, March
26th.
This will air on March 26th. So if you listen to this on Saturday, April 1st, you will not have a chance to participate in the survey. It's just so you know. So Carrie, tell us about this project and this push to get this ball rolling, because it's happened. You guys have been, the city has been trying to get this ball rolling for how long now?
Boy, I did a research on the pool, and the attempts at rebuilding the pool go back to before the year 2000. I only went back to 2000 in my research, so 23 years in research of six or eight attempts of rebuilding the pool. We do know, and our Parks and Recreation manager is working on a case paper on it, but we do know the pool is in really bad shape. It needs to be rebuilt. We can't, when it breaks down these days, it's really hard to get parts, and then we have to shut it down to get parts and get the parts specially ordered in 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then we're able to put them in. But at some point in the near future, we're not going to be able to get parts for it at all. And so it's going to get to a point of disrepair, and something major may break and we may not be able to reopen it. But we're working as fast as we can on the rebuild this time around. And we're hoping that this attempt will come to fruition and we'll be successful in this attempt.
So I understand at your open house, which happened last week, there was discussion about the idea that you guys are going to try to keep the current pool open while the new pool is constructed. So obviously, is that just one option, or is that the option?
No, that's part of the criteria that we identified for site selection, is picking a site that wouldn't make us close down the current pool in order to build. And so can we mobilize the Mountain View site, for example, and build on it while the current pool is open? So that the site feasibility and some of the answers to those questions are what the consultant's looking at.
Okay. And there's going to be an open house with some design ideas in April?
Yes, there is. Yep.
How is that going to coincide or not coincide with the golf course redesign open house?
Yeah.
Do you have dates for those yet?
Yeah. No, I do have some preliminary dates, but we have one open house every month all the way through July at this point. And it's every other month for the golf course, every other month for the Healthier Together initiative. Uh-huh. And then we have an extra bonus open house in April out in Chimicum. So we're trying to do a county open house for the Healthier Together initiative for the pool.
Yeah, because it's important that everybody in the county benefit, since it will be here in the county, even though the city of PT is putting it together. So in terms of the sites at Mountain View, so I can picture this in my head because I'm right inside the Mountain View station. So the pool is there, the dog park is there, the former bike shop. The bike shop is closed down, unfortunately. Is there on the corner? Is it possible, I hate to cause a controversy here, is it possible that the dog park will have to go away for a while in order to build the new pool?
I think that it would behoove the city to identify where we're going to locate a dog park if it's displaced by the pool.
Yeah.
And so the goal would be to relocate it at the same time.
Right.
And not have any closure of a dog park. And so really that's a really good planning hurdle that we have to face. And and I think the city knows that, and we're willing to do that. I wanted to correct something, though, you said just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
You had said that the city's taking a lead on this, and we're putting it together, so it's important we go to the county. It actually is not. The city might be, my time is taking a lead on it, and we've hired the architect, but everybody's at the table. The county's at the table, the school district, Jefferson Healthcare, the Port of Port Townsend, the Olympic Peninsula YMCA, Jefferson Aquatic Coalition, we're all equally at the table. We've all brought money to the table this planning process, and we're really just trying to engage all the partners on this effort at this point.
Okay. So the city is taking some leadership role, but you're not the only ones responsible.
Right. Correct. Right.
Okay.
No, I just want to acknowledge that we have pretty strong partners at the table, and everybody has an equal voice, and we're all trying to lift this together.
That's fantastic. So what do you envision? What do you envision for the pool and the aquatic center? Would it also be a fitness center?
You know, that's a really great question, Jim. I mean, that's part of what we are doing in this planning process is defining what does it look like and where does it sit? Mm-hmm. And first and foremost, it's a rebuild of the pool.
Yeah.
And in our discussions with the community and with the stakeholders, there really is an interest to having two tanks, a cold water pool for lap swimming and a warm water pool for therapy and exercise and aerobics classes and swim lessons.
Yeah.
And so when you start adding two tanks to a pool, it you know, grows the cost some. And so we really need to figure out, you know, our first goal is the pool. And secondarily, if we can add some dry space that might help on the operational costs, that would be helpful. But if not, if we can't afford it, then we just go back to a bare bones plan and rebuild the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So really, this effort is about threading that needle of what is it? Is it just a pool? Is it dry side? And how much can we afford as a community? And putting those two together and trying to thread that needle pretty carefully.
Well, the warm water and the cool water sides, the two tank system as you're talking about, sounds appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it would be appeal to a lot of the aging population here in Port Townsend, because water aerobics are something I can still do.
Yeah. And when you start talking about a warm tank, you start talking about different zones within a warm tank that can accommodate a lot of different activities. It could be a zero depth entry, so like a beach entry, that you can really focus on providing services for people who might have mobility issues, to kids that are going to play, to families, to aerobics classes where people can easily enter the pool and not have to lift themselves out of the pool through a ladder or a ADA lift. So it opens up a different component to the pool that we have today that might really accommodate this community well.
Well, that's great. I applaud that idea.
But with a zero depth kind of a beach entry of a warm tank, it's much easier for people to enter and exit the pool.
Just walk out. That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
And then the other amenities at this center, so there is a slide presentation that people can look at when they go to Engage PT while they go to Healthier Together. There is a slide presentation.
There's a slide presentation under the open house number one. We have an open house listed, and you can get to the slide presentation by going to the open house.
Okay.
And what the architect that we're working with has done is he started sort of with a bare bones building, and then he added incremental changes to it. And so each phase is an incremental change, whether it's adding some community educational rooms to a fitness room, to a 5,000 square foot therapy room for the hospital.
Wow.
That could be possible if we can relocate everything else there as well. But if it's just a pool, I'm not sure that it makes sense to have therapy there.
Right.
And we're working with the hospital district on that scenario as we speak. But it would be a space specifically for their PT and their rehab. And so that could be appealing for the community as well.
Well, I could see how that would dovetail really well with PT. Port Townsend. See, Port Townsend just comes rolling off the tongue, but I know that physical therapy is what I'm trying to say. Physical therapy.
PT and PT.
Yeah, right? PT and PT. Because I go to PT at the hospital, and I've been to other places in the area, and it kind of appeals to me, the idea that I could maybe be in a warm water pool and then do some PT, or vice versa, where I could swim and relax after a rigorous PT session.
So we're trying to answer that question. What does that look like? Is it appealing for the hospital at this point? Would it be good continuity of service for them and for the Healthier Together Center?
Right.
If it's just a pool and PT, or I don't know. We're answering all those questions through this process.
And how long do you expect the fact-finding and streamlining of the proposal, the idea, the plan? So right now we're looking at the golf course is supposed to be, the recommendations are being presented to the city council in June. June, after two more presentations to the public, one in April and one in May. So with the pool, the aquatic center, if you will, when would that be happening? How long is this next process going to take? When are you going to be making recommendations to the city council? And is it also going in front of the county?
It will go to all of the boards of the entities that are at the table. So, yes. And and the pool is slated. It's a pretty ambitious schedule, but I think that Jim and his team have carved out enough time for some public open houses and some input gathering from our community. And their recommendation will be in front of city council in July.
In July. Wow.
And I'm going to. Yeah, and I'm going to go back to the golf course. We do have an April open house, and then we have a June open house, not a May open house.
Oh, okay.
Just because
I'm sorry.
We're trying to give some time for our architects to play with some concepts and come back to the community.
They get feedback.
So the second open house, the next open house is in June 22nd.
Okay, June 22nd.
And we have not listed that on the website yet, but we will.
It's an exclusive here on KPTZ.
Yes, right here.
It's very exciting. So who is Jim? You mentioned Jim.
Jim, that's a good question. Jim Kelvillage is the principal of Opsis Architecture, and they're the architecture firm and team that we hired to help us with Healthier Together.
Jim Kelvillage. And what was the name of the team again?
It's Opsis, O-P-S-I-S, Architecture.
Cool. Wow. Was there anything else you'd like to tell me about any of this, either the process for the golf course or the process for the pool or the aquatic center?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you asked the question about how long does this input go for Jim to start to work on and his team to work on some concepts for our community. And I think we're it's ideal, and I think it's relevant for us to receive input through the second open house of the Healthier Together, because the community will get an opportunity to reflect on some concepts that he has and pick and choose and say, oh, we like this, we don't like this. And we'll be able to get a really good sense of what is needed in the community and what is desired in the community. I mean, those two things are different. We don't want to replicate things in the community, but we also want to meet the needs of people in the community. And so I'm glad you put a plug in for the survey. It does close on March 31st. So thank you. That's part of our input gathering process. And then we'll be back with a second open house soon and gather more input. And then Jim and his team will gather, start working on that input to finalize some concepts.
So you don't know when the next open house is at this point?
I do.
Let me
look at my calendar. Yeah. You're asking for another exclusive?
Yes, that's right.
No, The one that we have in the county, in Jefferson County, out at Chimicum School, is on April 18th.
April 18th at Chimicum School. Okay.
Right. And then the second one we have scheduled for Fort Worden on May 3rd.
And then Fort Worden on May 3rd. Okay.
Right. And with both of those open houses, we will have childcare. The Y has been really gracious in helping us put together a childcare option for people, parents that might have kids they want to bring and drop off at the childcare so they can attend an open house.
Okay.
We also, on that second open house at Fort Worden, we'll also be holding the very next night on May 4th, a virtual open house of exact same content. So if people are not comfortable gathering, they can put May 4th on their calendar and hop online with us.
Sure. And actually, that was going to be my next question. So I appreciate you answering that. Because when you did that last open house with the golf course and you had the virtual one a few days later, it was a very helpful thing for a lot of people. For some people, I think it was just helpful just to revisit what we learned when we went in person to the first open house, which was massive.
Did you 300 people.
Did you guys expect that many people?
We hit a new threshold of participation for open houses in the city. Yeah.
That was amazing. I went in there. I was like, okay, I got to go.
Yeah. We had several people walk out saying, oh, I'll just hop online. And we had 80 people online on Thursday. Yeah. So
yes.
That really spoke to the crowd that we had. But I think it was successful and lots of good input.
No, it's a key piece of property, the golf course. And I see in the presentation on the pool, there's the golf course context and the golf course site. And a possible sighting of the pool at that corner of the golf course where Blaine Street bends and turns into 19th at the corner of San Juan.
Yeah, right. There's the architect team is doing some feasibility on four different sites for us. Okay. And the golf course is on the list of those four sites.
Yeah,
that particular corner at Blaine and San Juan, we had a citizen bring up during a meeting that it has a pretty high water table. Part of Jim and his team's
work. It is pretty low. That's a low spot.
Yeah. And part of their work right now does not include soils or test pits or anything like that to see if it's buildable. So he actually may abandon that site and move it up the hill a bit and still consider the golf course.
Well, that might be the perfect place to put the dog park temporarily or to put the dog park while you're building the new pool across the street. I mean, you know, dogs love mud pits, so you could create one there.
It's quite a puzzle as we start to move things around in the community.
Yes. Well, Carrie, as always, I always appreciate talking to you. You're so candid and you bring so much information to these interviews. I really appreciate you talking with me today. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And thanks for having me on. I appreciate the plug for the survey and some visibility on the Healthier Together initiative.
Absolutely. Thanks again. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
If you would like to fill out a short survey on cityofpt.us and click on the Healthier Together tab, the survey closes March 31st at 5 p.m. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and this is Attention Please. And we're here with Lisa Widner.
Hello.
And we're here to talk about a bench building contest that she's organizing. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you? So tell me, how is it that you, what's your background? What have you done in your adult life that brought you to want to do a bench building contest?
I work for the Wooden Boat Festival every year. I'm a captain at the Kids Cove. But a couple of years in a row, I did a survey crew, and the number one answer for what we needed most in town for the Wooden Boat Festival were places to sit down. The elders that come for the festival have no place along the whole route to sit down, and we're going to change that.
Wow. Well, that's simple enough. What is the bench building contest in a nutshell?
We're just challenging the community to bring out their best ideas for what a wonderful, eclectic, creative bench would look like. We have a few standard bench designs, but you're welcome to create your own design. And then we would wish that you would go as wild as you can on your ideas so that even though a plain, beautiful, curved bench is beautiful, and we'd like to see those as well, we'd also like to see people explore their favorite books or places or things that are close to their heart. Let's look at Port Townsend for all of our seaworthy things, for the pirates and mermaids and sirens and captains and all that. And so let's take all of those ideas and somehow pull them into creative ways to build these wild, crazy benches.
So not just build them, but also decorate them.
Absolutely.
Right. So decorating with paint, with burning, with inlays, carving, inlays.
Cutting, burning, staining, painting.
Okay. So originally you had thought that you would do this contest. You would have people build teams or individuals build benches by this June for a festival.
Is it the Production Alliance does
the... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, up at the fort, they do the family gathering for the family picnic in the end of June. So okay, originally, so we were going to do our hoopla and our right. and the announcing of the winners and whatnot then. And then the more folks I've talked to, the more I realize that four months is not nearly enough time to do that in a really, really good way. I want to do one myself, and I know that in 4 months' time, I would be hard-pressed to produce what I would like to see.
I think I could do a drawing by June, yeah. You know, a drawing of what I'd like to do. And then, you know, it'd probably take me until September or October. I could probably do some decorating over the winter, no problem.
So one of the really neat highlights of this is that our community is beginning to pull together with resources. So we have resources for beautiful exotic woods, dimensional lumber. We have whole trees and people that are willing to custom mill to fit your design. We have wood shop space available if you don't have the place and tools you need to create what you want to do.
Wow.
We have so many people supporting, and the more we go, the more support we're gaining. And
so who's providing the shop space for this endeavor?
Down at the Maritime Center, the boat shop.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a little bit of a competition down there. I see a lot of boats being built like daily there when I go down to... I go to Velocity Coffee a lot. Another plug.
Yeah.
what would happen? Say, so the idea is to select 12 of them and they're going to go along Point Hudson?
Correct.
So along the shore there?
Along the shore where the RV park is, around the corner where they're rebuilding, and all the way back to where, in back of the Chinese restaurant that's there, they have
Shanghai.
Shanghai, they have some picnic benches that are usually there. Mm-hmm. So we may supplement a few there. We may end up creating a few gathered at the end, and I think they're thinking about rearranging the RV spaces, which way they face, so we may be able to create a little corner, gaggle of benches on the end.
Right,
as well.
Maybe a little conversation area.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes I like to just sit in my car there and just look at the mountains and the water.
It's an incredible
It's such
point.
A beautiful spot.
Yeah.
So great. So you've got some backing from the Maritime Center, the Northwest Maritime Center. You talked about wood and whole trees and exotic hardwoods. Are these free at cost? How does that work?
There's a whole lot that's free. There's a lot of dimensional lumber that has been aging, and mm-hmm. that's all cut and dried and ready. That's available for free. There are some slabs. There are some slabs with the live edge on them that are available also for free. And then if you find something at this particular shop that you would like to buy that isn't in that category, he's willing to discount it for people in the bench build.
Okay. And this particular shop is?
Would be Eden Saw Woods.
Eden Saw Woods. Yeah. Wow. So they are a co-sponsor of this event.
Incredibly generous
wow.
with what they have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were telling me before we started recording that you've gotten some buy-in, so to speak, from a local shop teacher?
I do. The high school is going to participate.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to visit some of the other schools and see there may be some teams that wish to do that. But mm-hmm. the high school is, they need our support and we need their benches.
Wow.
So win-win.
So what happens if, 12 benches will win. What happens if 20 benches show up?
We have the capacity to place more than 12. 12 mm-hmm. is what we're shooting for. We can go 15.
Right.
We could probably even go 18.
Right.
And then those that are either not the winners or in excess will be placed at the Maritime Center for this year's Wooden Boat Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And those...
You mean next year's Wooden Boat Festival?
This upcoming.
Oh, but no, because you said that you're extending the contest
right.
a year.
It was going to be this June and it'll be the following June.
Right.
So we'll have
2024.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Yep. So somewhere in June of 2024 is the end date.
Right.
But at this year's Wooden Boat Festival, we'll be able to hopefully showcase either by pictures or if some of them are already done. We'll see.
Wow, cool. All right. Yeah. Well, that would be neat.
Because yeah.
Don't get people's hopes up.
Sorry.
You can't.
No, because they won't be done by Wooden Boat.
Well.
We won't be able to showcase. Maybe they will.
Some people to the contest.
It will be hard. Yeah.
I imagine so.
But they'll all get good homes. And those that are in excess will get good homes
right.
in the community. And there are other ideas that are bubbling for those
yeah.
kinds of things.
Well, if I build one and I don't win, I'll just take my lumps and take it home and put it in my backyard, if that's okay.
Okay.
Sour grapes.
Or they may be raffled to people
oh,
who
yeah.
would like to have them and take them home.
There we go.
Don't know.
There's an option as well. Okay, so we have sponsors. We have local buy-in from shop teachers at the high school. What kind of background do you have that made you want to do that? I mean, what have you done in your...
Oh, I'm an artist. I'm a craftsman. I've always worked with kids and elders in creative ways. I've always enjoyed pulling community events together and involving as many people in groups and winning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I like to do.
Cool. And you noticed before we started that I was from the East Coast. I'm from New York State, and you are from...
A little bit souther than that.
It's not embarrassing. It shouldn't
I'm
be embarrassing
from
to be from
New Jersey.
Bruce Springsteen is from New Jersey, for Pete's sake. So anyway, that's cool.
I'm a long ways from New Jersey.
Yeah, but was it the accent? Was it something, the way I said something? Because I get chided sometimes.
I did not hear it.
That's
funny. I felt it. I feel like you just sensed it.
Yeah.
It's more of, I think there's somewhat of a directness that comes, and some people find it sharp or offensive, but I would rather be straightforward and take the chance of offending somebody than have to go around and around to get to what the straight story is.
Okay. So. Best to apologize than to ask permission. That's cool.
I heard that straightforward.
I like it. Yeah, straightforward is good. Yeah, and I always, you know, when I was younger, telling stories about myself, I used to get into trouble because, like, I lived in Portland, Oregon for a short time. And, you know, at first I was saying Oregon. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, it's Oregon. It's like, what?
Oregon.
Oh, Oregon. It's really only two syllables, not three. I get it. So there's all sorts of wonderful things across the country in terms of dialects. You've got something to say.
I just had one more thought.
Yes.
On folks that, and honestly, the skill level here is not of such great concern because we have, we also have bench kits available.
Right.
So if you do not wish to build the bench, but you wish just to embellish it, we do have some kits available, and those are for purchase, and several of those are available at any time.
Okay.
So that is an option.
And that reminds me, how do people get connected to this contest?
You can go to Port Townsend Community BenchBuildChallenge.com. For now, it is a Facebook group page that connects us all. And then as we get more tech savvy, we'll look into a website.
Okay. Is it Port Townsend Community Bench Build Project or is it PT Community Bench Build Project?
It's PT.
Okay.
CBBC, Port Townsend Community Bench Build Challenge. It's
very
a challenge.
Good. Challenge on the on Facebook. You could look it up on Facebook. I found it in more than one way just by looking on Facebook. It was easy.
And if you're not inclined to build a bench at all, but you wish to be involved and help support, the other thing that we'll be doing is lining up. All of the benches have to be inspected once a year and maintained, fixed if necessary.
Right.
So we're looking for sponsors, one for each bench, and we're asking folks that are building them to do their best to line up their own maintenance, yearly maintenance schedule.
Okay.
But for those who can't or don't wish to, whatever, we would like to have some spare folks who are willing once a year to go out and inspect them, make sure nothing's wobbly or broken or loose or fallen apart.
Right.
And if so, then notify the port or myself and we'll go out and make sure.
Because they will be outside.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, Lisa, for being here and for joining me about this. This is a very exciting idea. I think I'd like to participate myself. Thanks a lot. This has been Attention Please. I'm Jim Burke, your host this week. My thanks to my guest, Lisa Widner.
Thank you.
The PT Community Bench Build Challenge.com is a place that you can go if you'd like to participate in Lisa Widner's bench build. You can also go to Facebook, look up the Port Townsend Community page, and search Bench Build. This has been Attention Please, and I thank you for listening. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.